Let's talk Broadway. Eh, close to Broadway.
Let's talk
Northwestern Avenue.
Yes. The Racine, that's a good place to be.
The Racine Theater Guild. Jocelyn Fish is here from the Racine Theater Guild. And a new production is starting this Friday.
This Friday.
It's Girl on the Train. Now, this is actually from, it's not based on a movie, but there was a movie called Girl on the Train with Emily Blunt.
It's a little based on the book itself and the movie. So it's a stage adaptation. It's very, very theatrical in the scheme of things. We meet Rachel, who is kind of disappointed with her life, a bit of an alcoholic, and has kind of an unreliable memory, but she connects with this couple that she sees through the window of the train every morning, and they seem perfect, and everything's right for them. And then the woman in this couple goes missing. And somehow Rachel ends up both as a witness and as a suspect as she tries to kind of connect the dots between her memory and what really happened and discover what she thinks she knows of people and what she actually knows. So it's very, very psychological, kind of looks at the human psyche. A little bit of murder mystery in there, too, but it's quite the thriller in the scheme of things.
So you got Emily Blunt starring this, which is really neat. You got her starring.
Drea, yes.
How do you, this is what I don't understand. How do you cast people for a show? Because they have to interact with other people.
Yes.
And they've got to have some kind of chemistry. Yes. You can't have one standout person that says, what is he doing here? Who does the casting?
So Doug Instance is the director of this one. So we have open casting for all of our shows, open auditions. And he usually has two nights of auditions, has lots of different people come in. Sometimes he'll do callbacks where he will do kind of like chemistry reads like you're talking about, just seeing how two people interact with each other, how they play off of each other, and then cast the show and get into rehearsal and work out all those ups and downs of what's your character motivation and where are you standing and what do you want in this moment and all those questions that you ask actors.
Here's the thing I don't get when you put together a production.
Mm-hmm.
If you do a comedy, if the jokes don't land, you're in big trouble. Because they've got to land. The person's got to deliver it. The timing's got to be there. The same thing with a show like this. If you can't create suspense with these characters, you got a problem.
Yeah, and that is what this show is, a lot of suspense. The sound effects and the lighting and even the scenic design lend a lot to the audience trying to fill in the gaps of information, which I think actually adds more to the suspense because they're trying to weave this web along with Rachel and understand what is truth and what is fiction. And so it's quite something. It'll be really interesting to see how people react to it because it's a bit different than our usual, Christie type of murder mystery. Yeah. This is much more on the thriller side, on the psychological side.
Yeah, because that's more of a whodunit.
Right.
And just a matter of figuring out who did it. This, you have to create the suspense. That's got to be tough.
You do.
And that's why you bring in somebody like Doug Instance, who's directed 652 shows at the Racine Theater Guild.
Something like that.
He knows how to do it.
Yeah, and there is, I will say, forewarning that there is some adult content and adult language in the show as well. So I would recommend probably about 13 and older for this production.
There's a couple of nasty words in ripcord, too. It doesn't bother me, but I heard a couple of gasps.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of people laughing, but some gasps.
One's got just the adult content. There's a lot of like perceived violence and things like that in it as well. So we just want people to feel comfortable coming to see it if they might not.
I've never felt uncomfortable with any show at the Racine Theater Guild. I went to, this was years ago, probably in the 90s. I went to the Skyline Opera Theater, and they were doing Three Penny Opera.
Okay.
And I'm watching the show, and all of a sudden, the actors take off their clothes. And I said, whoa, I've heard about this, but I've never seen it before. And I'm sitting there, and I felt so uncomfortable with the people I was with. Mm. And I, doesn't bother me. It's just I didn't expect it coming.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the women take off their blouses, and I said, whoa, I didn't see this coming at the Skyline Opera Theater. Whoa, Three Penny Opera. So I guess you're not doing Three Penny Opera.
No, we are not. We're doing The Girl on the Train.
Okay. I felt very young. And back in the 60s and early 70s, back in the 70s, I guess, off-Broadway shows like Oh, Calcutta were doing that sort of thing. Even Hair, to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
Hair's one of my favorite musicals of all time. But I was not ready for things like this. I'm just, Anyway, Girl on the Train, it runs this Friday through March 15th. Plenty of time to get tickets.
Yes, definitely.
And we're going to talk about this again, but how do you get tickets?
Go to Racine Theater.
Only two ways.
RacineTheater.org. Over the phone at 262-633-4218 or at the box office itself, Monday through Friday, 12 to 6 p.m.
So that's actually three ways.
Well, yeah. You call the box office. That's the phone number.
Yeah. Call the box office or go to RacineTheater.org. Don't go to any other website to get tickets because there are some scammers out
there. Yes, there are.
And they'll take advantage of you. You will get the tickets, but you're going to pay five times the normal price. Mm-hmm. What are the ticket prices for this, by the way?
This one, top ticket price is $20. Wow. And then we have a senior discount and a student discount. Senior discount is 62 and older, and student is 21 and younger.
Do you know it's in the hundreds now to go to a Broadway show?
Oh, yeah. We are actually, in the scheme of this sector of southeastern Wisconsin, we are one of the most affordable community theaters in the area. So it's a great time, and you can see some wonderful entertainment. You get to support the community and all this cast and crew that have put in all this hard work. And
that's a beautiful
be entertained.
Theater.
And it's a beautiful theater. It's the thrust stage, 400 seats, wonderful theater.
You think of community theater, you don't think of the Racine Theater Guild. Mm-hmm. But it was. It's a beautiful theater. They put on quality shows. I think we've been season ticket holders for almost 20 years now.
Wow, great.
Yeah, I love it. Got our same three seats.
Yeah.
Never a surprise.
Good.
We like it. We get that third seat. Mm-hmm. It was just originally, as I tell people, it was for my mother.
Right.
My mother passed away, and I just couldn't bring myself to get rid of that seat.
Now you can invite people.
That was mom. Yes, but I also have to get the seat in front of that one if there are two people. But if not, you know, we put our coach there.
Right.
But yeah. Okay, Girl on the Train, and it starts Friday. Jocelyn Fish is with me from the Racine Theater Guild. I told her I'm having trouble with the name because I went to school with a Jocelyn Fuchs, and that's why I have to write it down because I want to say Jocelyn Fuchs and you're not her.
Just call me Fish or something and we'll go from there.
Hey, Fish, get over here, Fish. Is that what they did to you in high school? Hey, Fish, get over here.
And it was very complicated because I have too many relatives with the same last name. So.
Fish. I went to on the police boys club when I was growing up. We had a Frankie Fish.
Oh. Okay. I have an ancestor named Preserved Fish, so that's, I think, the
You don't really?
I really do.
And Preserved Fish?
Preserved Fish, way back like
what
six.
Parent would do that to
Listen,
somebody?
It was like the 17, 1800s. Who knows?
Okay. I mean, I'm named after the Duck Donald, so I I'm last to talk. Okay, so we talked about our latest show. By the way, Ripcord was just spectacular.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that show.
I love that show. I do. And my favorite show up until that point was the one with Kathy Berg, and it was glorious.
Glorious. Mm-hmm.
My mother loved that show, and now this might be my new favorite one.
Yeah, and Kathy Berg was the stage manager for it, so there you go.
Yeah. It's the Kathy Berg influence. I can't put my finger on it, but there's some kind of influence going on. Girl on the Train, it's a suspense thriller, and it starts this Friday, runs through March 15th.
Yep.
Then you've got The Hobbit. Do you have all the casting done for that?
We do. We have 25 people in The Hobbit.
It's going to be crowded on that stage.
It's pretty crazy. They are already in the rehearsal process. That one does also have outreach performances for local schools, so if there's any teachers or field trip enthusiasts or homeschool groups or what have you listening that might want to sign up for that. We have daytime outreach performances for local schools. They get to have a talk back with the cast and crew after the show so they can contact the theater to find out more about that. But the main stage public performances of it run April 10th through the 19th, actually. So it is based off of the J.R.R. Tolkien story of The Hobbit. Bilbo Baggins is there. There's a ring. Gollum's around. Smaug's around.
Precious.
Yes. So I actually got to attend both nights of auditions for that. And that was so fun to watch because it's something so many people love. And so they really came in with so much energy of how they wanted to do all these iconic characters, you know.
Well, if you're a triple threat singing, dancing, and acting,
Pippin, yes. So first and foremost, Pippin auditions are actually this weekend. So we have Pippin auditions on Saturday morning.
Where do you have the auditions?
At the Theater Guild, actually.
On stage?
On stage, yes.
With all the other stuff on stage?
Huh? Yeah. And so Pippin auditions are this Saturday, the 28th, and then Sunday, March 1st as well. So those are open to anyone between 16 and older for the ensemble and main roles. And then actually there is one child role as well that is open to 10 to 15 year old. So
now who directs that? Do you know?
Doug will be the director. Greg Berg will be our
music guy.
Yeah. And then new choreographer coming down from Danceworks in Milwaukee, Crystal Oh, goodness, can't think of her last name right now. But Crystal is our new choreographer as well. So people can come in, they prepare a song, they sing, and then there's actually going to be a lot of dance in this audition process because it is a very, it's Bob Fosse. You got to dance.
It's very
Fosse,
yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, auditions, you can, again, contact the theater, go to our website, find out more about that. Otherwise, you can also already get your tickets for that. So that will run May 15th through 31st. Well, great. Now you can invite, you should just buy out the theater a day for us, Don, and invite all your friends, every listener.
You're under a misconception how much money radio people make.
Okay. But that's a great musical. It's one of Stephen Schwartz's first musical, and Stephen Schwartz has really come into popularity because of Wicked. But this is a story of Prince and Charlemagne and how he wants to live his life based instead of how his father wants to live his life. And it's just got some iconic songs, Corner of the Sky, and Magic to Do. And,
oh, Magic to Do. I love that song. Yeah.
So I think it will surprise a lot of people because I don't think the general public knows it as much as the theater world does, but it's a wonderful show.
And I told you the story before. I was dating this woman and Pippin was on Broadway and it was sold out. And I went to Ticketron and I said, I knew the girl from Ticketron, I went to high school with her. I said, it's sold out. She goes, well, occasionally get people returning tickets because they couldn't do anything. And we take their name and number, and then you can contact them and buy the tickets from them for face value. Because you can't sell them for more than face value. Otherwise, it's against the law. So I said, okay, good. And that morning of the show, she called me from Ticketron. She goes, here's the phone number. The lady's got, she can't go tonight. Mm. So I go buy them from her. I pay her the cash. I go over and I said to my girlfriend, I got tickets for Pippin. I don't feel like going now. And now I can't give them to anybody because the show starts in about 3 hours.
Right.
So I kept the tickets. And every time I thought about her, I thought of these tickets. And all those pleasant thoughts went away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I still had those. When my mother moved in the year 2000 from her home, those tickets were still in the drawer. She threw them out.
Wow.
Along with my Beatle ticket stubs. But it always was a reminder.
Yeah.
I was so angry with it. And that was the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
Because at that point, I didn't want to. Enough with my stories of.
We'll bring out the violin over here.
Of lost love. All right. So, Pippin, that's at May. That's the big finale for the season.
Yes. And so, actually, if people are curious what's happening for our 2026-2027 season, that announcement will be coming out March 23rd. So keep your eyes. Yeah, I'll probably come on the next day. We'll chit-chat. March 24th, you and I will chit-chat.
Yes, I'll put you down for March 24th. We want to be the first to announce it.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to know what I'm getting into. Okay, let's talk about, you just got done with the SpongeBob musical, which was the children's theater.
Yes, Horlick High School came over and performed that. They got so much love from the community and kids, and it was just lovely to watch. It's actually a very, very fun musical for even as a person who didn't necessarily grow up on SpongeBob. I had so much fun watching it. But then we have Love, Ruby Valentine coming up on March 20th to 22nd. So again, great shows to introduce kids to theater. It's an hour long. Tickets are $7 a piece for all ages, the young and the young at heart, as we like to say. And it's a lovely story about Ruby who loves Valentine's Day and she sleeps through Valentine's Day because she worked so hard on her card. She got tired and she's so upset. And then she comes to learn that you can tell people you love them any day.
Aww.
You don't have to wait for a special. It's a very sweet story.
Yeah.
It's very sweet.
And there's adults. Are these children acting or just adults?
This one will be adults coming down and doing it, but they'll interact with the kids a lot. Which is really fun.
Jeans Jazz, you just had a Valentine's Day concert.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got one coming up March 28th.
Yes, March 28th. I believe it's Case Cass is coming down. They've got kind of a really interesting combination of electronic and live music. Got a DJ involved in doing some mixing while a live group is playing. And then also the Hannah Johnson trio, and she is on drums, and then she's got a couple other people with her, so that should be a great night of theater too on the 28th of March.
I love Broadway show music. I just love it because I grew up on it. But you've got something coming up on the Spotlight series, I Remembered Well, the music of Lerner Lowe.
Yep.
And that's coming up Saturday and Sunday, June 6th and 7th. And one of my favorite shows, Brigadoon.
Yeah.
I love the music from Brigadoon.
Yeah, what so a great musical. Kathy and Greg Berg will actually be in charge of that concert. So we'll eventually announce some auditions for that. But actually, before that, we have Royal Melodies Enchanted Again. We did one of these concerts last year, and we're going to do it again this year.
Oh, here it is, yeah.
Yep, okay. On Sunday, April 26th at 12, 2, and 4 p.m. They're going to be 45-minute concerts of, like, princess and villain and queen and all kinds of fairy tale character songs. And so it was really fun last year. All these kids came dressed up in their, you know, favorite princess outfits, and it was super cute.
So I'm looking back at this. I remember it well. Brigadoon, My Fair Lady, Gigi, and Camelot.
Yes. I know. It's going to be killer music. I mean, it is amazing what some of these composers of that golden age era of musicals did. I mean, you obviously think of Oscar Hammerstein and Richard Rodgers, but like Lerner and Lowe is a huge team. Even Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim on West Side Story, you know, all these like dynamic duos that gave us such iconic music.
You know, with Brigadoon, they interviewed Van Johnson and Gene Kelly, and Sid Charisse starred in the movie. And they interviewed Van Johnson about it. And this is when CinemaScope movies just started coming around. A lot of theaters they couldn't show it because the screens weren't. They shot the movie twice, once in regular scope and once in CinemaScope. And so they had to do everything twice. And Van Johnson said, I filmed two movies, got paid for one, and it bothered him.
Yeah.
That heck of I shot two movies for you guys. And so they actually have two versions of the movie, this regular scope and the CinemaScope versions of that film. Hmm. And My Fair Lady, a classic.
Yeah.
And Camelot, of course.
Could have danced all night.
You know, my grandfather had the album to the original Broadway cast.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I went over his house, he put it on the record player for me. Mm. And I loved it.
Mm.
When they passed away, I have the album. Yeah, I still have it at home.
Yeah, yeah.
It was $3 at the time. And
And actually, Brigadoon is the first show I ever remember seeing, which is crazy because I would have been like in second or third grade. And we took a trip over to the Fireside and saw a production of Brigadoon. So
it's kind of an odd show about two people who go to Scotland, two hunters, and they come across a mythical village. They get lost in the fog. And they come across a mythical village that comes every 100 years. Then they wind up back in Manhattan, in New York City.
Yep.
They somehow wind up in a bar in New York, and one of them goes back.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Gene Kelly fell in love. So.
Yeah, but goes from Brigadoon in Scotland to New York City back to. Very good. Okay, so the girl on the train.
Mm-hmm.
And this starts Friday, through March 15th. You want to get tickets? Here's how you do it. You go to racinetheater.org, or you call the box office, or you go to the box office in person. That's it. There's no other way to get tickets for it. And the top price, $20.
$20, yes.
You will not pay more. If you go through a third party, you're going to pay a lot more than that.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so you're going to be here in a month to talk
about talk about next season.
Do you know what it is?
Of course I know. I hold all the secrets.
$20?
No.
All right, I'll go as high as $22 and change. So change.
There we go.
To get it out of you. All right, Jocelyn, thank you very much.
Thanks
Jocelyn
for
having Fish
me.
From the Racine Theater Guild. Can't wait for the girl on the train. I always go the last week or third week, so I will see you then.